Two Black Hawk helicopters are set to join our bushfire fighting aircraft fleet. South Australian company Aerotech purchased the ex-military aircrafts from the US. In yesterday's local news bulletin, I mentioned it was for both firefighting and agricultural spraying. A correction, while it will be for firefighting and as an aerial crane, it won't be for spraying. Chris Boyd, Chief Pilot with Aerotech, joins me now. Hi, Chris.
G'day, how are you going?
Really well, thank you. And this sounds like a really exciting addition to the fleet. What inspired your company to purchase it from the United States?
Yeah, no, it's very exciting. We thought that there was a need for this type of aircraft in Australia, and specifically for one that's owned and operated by an Australian company. Type 1 helicopters, which a large helicopter like this is referred to, they have been coming to Australia for some time, but we've been heavily reliant on overseas and North American primarily operators to supply them. And we think that we can do that just as well ourselves and then not expose the country to the risk associated with longer fire seasons, travelling to and from the Northern Hemisphere and you know, keep it locally Aussie-made and operated.
And the Black Hawks sound really promising, like they have a lot of capacity.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Should be able to lift about 4 tonne of water and just as importantly as how much water is how fast they can go as well. So it's very critical in firefighting to keep small fires contained and attack them as vigorously as we can to keep them small so they don't get out and uncontained. That's the key strategy. So we want to be able to move quickly and move large volumes of water really quickly to assist the crews on the ground to wrap them up.
And Aerotech used to be all about agricultural spraying. It's sort of shifted over the years, hasn't it?
Well, Aerotech's been around for over 50 years now, and its first aircraft was involved with aerial spraying, but 30 or so years ago now, it did pioneer firefighting with the Country Fire Service in those spraying aircraft converted to fire bombers. So, the company's got a long history of pioneering and leading the way in this space. A long and very rewarding working relationship with the Country Fire Service. We really enjoy working with them and looking after the community that we all live in.
Mm, absolutely. So do you kind of rent them out to them, or is it how does it work?
So firefighting aircraft are predominantly contracted through the National Aerial Firefighting Centre, NAFCI is what we call them. And so there's a federal body that looks after the procurement. And then the procurement then gets handed on to the respective state that needs the asset, and they determine how they will use it.
Oh, I see. Right. And when do we get the Black Hawks? Are they heading their way over?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've obviously got one here already. We did the demonstration with that last week, and it's all up and operational. And then the second one is shortly to get on a boat out of the USA and make the long journey across the water to us, where we'll then do the modifications it needs to be able to go and drop water.
Oh, excellent. So it's not going to fly over, it's going to go on a boat. That's an interesting choice.
It'd be a long journey if you were trying to fly it over, and I would hate to be organising all the approvals to go through all those countries with the current COVID issues and whatnot. I wouldn't be putting my hand up for that one.
Yeah, fair enough. You must have had some really exciting and at times daunting experiences as a pilot, as the chief pilot with Aerotech.
Yeah. There's the risk involved in the job is very well managed, and it's very calculated. And we always put the safety of the operation at the forefront of what we do. So it's not something that, in fact, most of the time it's relatively benign because of those reasons. And we are in a fortunate position that if the situation gets difficult, we can fly away. It's certainly our job is nowhere near as challenging as the situation and the job that the ground crews face, where they are much more committed to certain paths of action and in fighting a fire, they are really there and committed to it. So we certainly are a support to them. We are not the people that put out the fire. It's the volleys on the ground that do that.
Oh, and, so humble. No, it's important though, right? Being able to drop thousands of litres of water onto these fires.
Yeah, it is important, but it's not the panacea. It's not the the golden bullet that saves the day. It's another tool that the fire service can use when it's appropriate. But at the end of the day, it's the ground crews on the ground that really do the bulk of the work. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. Really good to hear that we are just that little bit safer with the new Black Hawks. Really lovely to have you on the program today, Chris Boyd. Thanks for joining us.
No worries. Thank you very much.